eight sufferings. This is eight parts. The way of suffering of birth. The actual meditation of suffering, this is two parts. Contemplating on the general sufferings of the second existence and contemplating on the individual sufferings. First, contemplating on the general sufferings of the sacred existence, this has two parts. Contemplating on the eight sufferings and contemplating on the six sufferings. Contemplating on the eight sufferings. This has eight parts. The way of suffering of birth is of five kinds. Possessing suffering, suffering the receptacle of suffering, being a basis of suffering, but also being a basis of delusion. That is suffering of getting separated unwillingly. Similarly, sufferings of old age is of five kinds. Declining of good form, declining of power, decline of sense faculty, decline of enjoying the object, and declining of life. Contemplate the five types of sufferings of sickness, change of body, development of much mental unhappiness, and so forth, not obtaining the desired object, and having to use undesirable object, and thereby losing one's life. The suffering of death. So out of the eight, there are different kinds of sufferings. The first one, that is the suffering of birth and the suffering of death, last one. So these, to reflect on these two points is very important. The suffering of death is also five kinds: losing one's life, property, relatives, followers, and the intense emotive experience of mental unhappiness suffering reflect well and generate mental sadness. So this aggregate that is obtained, the body, so that is basically the fruitioning of the fruitioning and the underdetermination of delusion and the karma. And this human body, although this is relatively good and precious, but if we reflect well, so the manner in which it is first born and then aging, and inclined towards the aging day by day, and gradually you encounter the manifest state of aging, knowledge, and then sickness, and not encountering with what you desire, and actually encountering with what you don't desire, and then eventually the suffering of death. So right from the beginning of the start of this life, and then till the end, we see that there is full of sufferings, like the ripples of water, one coming after the other. So Khongdang Rinpoche, he says that, so if you look at the suffering nature of the life, that comes in one over another like the ripples. So then he exhorts by saying, is it not wiser to look for a way to cut off all these sufferings by way of generating a sheer sense of renunciation? So this body, as long as you obtain which is of the nature or the under the domination of the delusions and the respective karma, so there is a very suffering that you are bound to undergo, and this suffering body cannot be something that you can eradicate by way of mere making prayers, nor by sitting for three months meditation. So it is only by way of, first of all, identifying the ignorance, which is the root cause of all the stuff, the suffering nature of the body. And then by, so for someone who is a tantric practitioner, he can employ some very special technique to employ the subtleties of the mind to cut off this ignorance. So someone who can well reflect upon the suffering nature of this body is what we call as the identification of the third kind of suffering, the conditioned suffering. So Benjy Lobsang Chögyi, he beautifully says that even the animals have the inclination towards shunning the suffering of suffering. And then the non-Buddhist practitioners, they also share the cultivation of aversion to the suffering of change. And what is unique of Buddhism? So that is actually reflecting and contemplating on the conditioned suffering are being under the domination of delusion and their respective karma. So that is important here. So the important thing again here is to identify and be aware of the fact that our body or the aggregate is under the constant domination of delusion and the respective karmas. So Aryadeva, in his 400 stanza, as rightly commentated by Chandrakirti, that all other delusions, they are rooted to ignorance, which apprehends or which grasps at the inherent nature of the self. And then that is further enumerated, explained by saying that if somebody can eradicate this ignorance, then we can see the cessation of all the other delusions for good. So this grasping over the inherent self or inherent reality is to be pointed to or identified as the ignorance. The suffering of death is also five kinds: losing one's real, losing one's life, property, relatives, followers, and the intense motive experience of mental unhappiness and suffering. Reflect well and generate mental sadness. Sufferings arise by merely encountering what one dislikes. The fear of being punished, the fear of bad news, the fear of dying frightfully, and the fear of having doubt concerning going to bad migration after death. There are five sufferings of being separated from what one likes. Sufferings arise in the mind when separated from relatives and so on. One makes lamentation, brings physical harm, one thinks only that, and the mind is afflicted by desire, and one experiences suffering due to the absence of these enjoyments. The suffering of not finding what one seeks is similar. The suffering of not finding what one seeks is similar to the suffering of separation from those that one likes, even after striving and seeking to find the object of one's expectation. One doesn't find it and loses hope in sufferings. So when you talk about the identification of being aware of the three kinds of sufferings, the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, and the conditioned suffering, all of these three, the last one, identification of the conditioned suffering, that is the beings in samsara, they are under the domination of delusion and their respective karma, is the most important of the three kinds of identification. So we're well aware of the suffering, the sufferings because these are painful experiences. Although we don't, we are averse to these painful experiences, and yet we go after to accumulate the various causes which result in these painful experiences, like being actively involved in generating desire, hatred, hatred, pride, and so forth, and not at all being concerned about reflecting on the remedies or the faults of these negative emotions. So this very nature that we are unable to identify, or we are unable to be aware of the fact that these delusions are the real inflictor of pain on us. So that absence of knowledge of this reality is what we call as ignorance. And we see that all these delusions, attachment, hatred, jealousy, and so forth, they are all rooted to the ignorance which doesn't understand or cognize the reality. So, for example, if we, when the moment of attachment arises in you, so there, if that very object is something, if the essence of attachment or hatred is generated purely by the power of that object to which you are attached to or averse to, then it cannot be the case that someone else is generating the opposite state of mind or the mental emotion. So this clearly indicates that it is not something pure objective power which creates about this sense of attachment or aversion to you. So we tend to have a very very isolated sense of thinking that, so this appears so attractive to me, or you say this appears so unattractive or ugly to me. Because of the involvement of this subjective involvement and objective involvement both, that this delusion, attachment, whatever, arises. So in some cases, those people who are very strongly adhere to the sense of ego, so for them, even a small thing can create about a great mental unrest and disturbance. And for those people who are having a less amount of the ego or less intense ego, for that person, so some trivial or some smaller things cannot be a major role to create about mental unrest in you. And whereas if you still reflect deeper, we see that when you try to perceive the self, although that is the object, at the same time that self or the thing appears to be something very concrete, something very substantial, though this self does not exist the way it appears as concrete and substantial. So the stronger your sense of adherence to the self to be existing as substantially real or concrete, so there the stronger would be your other negative mental emotions such as attachment, hatred, and so forth. So if you reflect on well, so we can really predict how this ignorance is actually inflicting or giving rise to all the other delusions like attachment, hatred, and so forth. So this is the main point to be reflected upon.